For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a shelter housing immigrant children, some of them separated from their parents who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the children come here, what kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
She said she hopes they can be reunited as quickly as possible, but the outcome is still uncertain. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul immigration have stalled after a conservative bill failed and a moderate bill has been delayed. The vote on that bill has been postponed until tomorrow because members still have many questions. There will be a briefing on the bill for all members later tonight in the House. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. Stephanie Martz is with the National Retail Federation. She says the law is now more fair.
This gets rid of the arbitrary requirement that to collect sales tax, a store has to have a physical presence within a state, and really levels the playing field for merchants of all types.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he can't believe that President Trump would take steps on trade that would also harm U.S. industries, adding that he has a hard time accepting that Trump would introduce auto tariffs.
There have always been challenges in a relationship as deep and complex as this one, but my focus remains on the tremendous benefits that we can continue to draw if we work together thoughtfully in ways that create the win-wins that we know are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
The numbers from the Labor Department saying 218,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before. And most analysts had expected the number to come in a few thousand higher than it did. States showing the biggest increases in claims were Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas. The biggest drops in claims were seen in Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the summer solstice and the official start of summer, and sunrise began the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Nearly 10,000 people gathered at Stonehenge in Britain at dawn to mark the occasion. It's the beginning of the summer solstice, the day of the year that the North Pole is most inclined toward the sun. As a result, the sun can be seen longer than any other day. The opposite occurs in December for the winter solstice. At Stonehenge, the sun rose behind the heelstone entrance to the stone circle, and rays of sunlight were channeled into the monument center. Celebrating the solstice at Stonehenge is a tradition that experts say goes back thousands of years. Stonehenge is usually closed to the public, but it opens for the summer solstice. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.